because yes, because actually ignorance precedes wisdom. Mm. So you have to be ignorant before you are wise.
So at some point, it can actually happen to any man. It happened to my dad.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to LifePod with C. I am delighted to have you with me today. Hey guys, welcome to yet another amazing episode on LifePod with C, a podcast that draws inspiration from daily occurrences and also suggesting possible ways you could navigate those issues of life. If today is the first time, why am I sounding like a pastor right now? Okay, if today is the first time you're coming across our podcast, if today is the first time you're coming across LifePod with C, I'd advise that you go through our episodes. We have some really amazing episodes. I'm going to start with the one we just put out last time, the one before this one. It's The Blessedness of Stillness. It's an amazing episode. You want to check it out. It's filled with so much gems which you can live your life by. And so today we're going to be talking about something quite different. Something that's not so popular, something that is not so generic, in the sense that we are in a world that is so fast-paced, we're in the world that is so result-driven, we're in the world that is so, you know, you've got to do it like right now, here, now, on the spot. You've got to get back, get the result. I mean, everybody wants to see your results. Everybody wants to see something that you can show for what you're doing. But the idea behind what we are discussing about today is the consciousness to celebrate, or to be okay with celebrating your little wins and building a self-rewarding system for yourself. Guys, today we are going to be considering the topic airdrops. Now, in cryptocurrency, airdrop is a marketing strategy that involves sending coins or tokens to existing wallets. These coins are basically sent to blockchain community members for free as reward for small services. You know, these services could include retweeting the posts of these companies and so on and so forth. Airdrop is also a feature in Apple products, but I won't go into that because I don't want to give iPhone users reasons to believe that they are superior to us Android users. Please go ahead and type justice for Android users. Rolling my eyes. Anyways, I was saying, airdrops are basically coins sent to blockchain community members as reward for small services. You know, like I said, they could be for retweeting their posts. You know, it could also involve, or it could also include your level of engagement in the community and so much more. Now, this topic was strategically and intentionally chosen to feature at this time of the year, especially being the end of Q1, that's first quarter for the year 2024. So I'll start by stating the absolute need for a periodic assessment of your performance during the year, and a quarterly time period is not such a bad idea. It's important to periodically check through to know where you are coming from. That is your plan. Where you're coming from, your plan. Where you currently are, but most importantly, check to know if you're still on track. Now, this is very key. This is very key. And that is why, in the first place, the place of having a plan is very key, is very important. Because when you have a plan, you can have something you will go back to when it is time for you to do your review. Why is it important for me to check to determine if I'm still on track? So that if I'm not on track, I can always retrace my steps. This then brings me to the crux of the matter for today, your reward system. Siba, you have to rid yourself of this mindset and mentality of constant work. There's absolutely nothing wrong with rewarding yourself for doing a good job. The world is so fast-paced, like I said earlier, and it is quite easy to get caught up in the never-ending cycle of work and responsibilities. Often, we forget to take a moment to acknowledge our accomplishments and reward ourselves for our hard work. Matter of fact, in my very proud opinion, yes, I said proud opinion, everybody is always having a humble opinion, but in my own proud opinion, I think self-reward is the highest form of self-love. Let me let you in on something I suspect you already know. The reward you place on the completion of a task is the motivation you need to carry out and accomplish that task. I'll take this again. The reward you place on the completion, or the reward you place for the completion of a task, is the motivation you need to carry out and accomplish that task. And this is why it's important to make your goals SMART. This is not new. SMART goals. Your goals have to be SMART. They have to be specific. They have to be measurable. They have to be achievable. They have to be realistic, and they have to be timely. Why is it important for you to have SMART goals? So that you don't get overwhelmed by your dreams. Sometimes the reason we drop the ball on our dreams is because they are too ambiguous. They are too big. They are too vague sometimes even. Now let me give you this example. Why I think your goals should be SMART. Let's take, for instance, someone like me. I don't know how many of you who are like me. I'm not very good with reading books, but lately I started picking that up bit by bit. So you can actually say, I want to be reading 3 books in 3 months. That is measurable. That is quite realistic. 1 book in a month. You can decide to do 10 pages a day. You are now bringing it down. You're breaking it down. And at the end of the day, you cannot tell yourself, if I can finish 3 books at the end of the month, I will now reward myself so. A reward system, something that works for you. Now, why should I reward myself, or why must I reward myself, you may ask? First, the increase in motivation and productivity. There's increase in motivation and productivity. There's usually this dopamine spike in your brain when something important is about to happen, which gives you a surge of pleasure as you accomplish this task. Your brain, at this point, latches onto the physical evidence that your workout or healthy eating habits, for instance, are worth it, thereby increasing your chances at making that routine a habit. The second reason why you should reward yourself is it enhances self-confidence. Self-reward, it plays such a crucial role in boosting self-confidence. When you recognize and celebrate your achievements, no matter how small, you reinforce a positive self-image in yourself. This recognition builds a sense of accomplishment and validates your efforts, nurturing a healthy self-esteem. As your confidence grows, you're more likely to tackle challenges with conviction, push beyond your comfort zone, and strive for greater success. This is what celebrating yourself or rewarding yourself does for you. Reason number 3, it balances your well-being. In the pursuit of our goals, we often neglect self-care and personal well-being. Rewarding yourself provides an opportunity to restore balance in your life, whether it's an evening walk, reading a book, going to the movies, or even indulging in a favorite hobby. These self-rewards allow you to recharge, rejuvenate, and reduce stress. Remember, we talked about this in our last episode where I talked about the blessedness of stillness. Stillness being a tool for rejuvenation. So you can see that from what we have said, it is such a crucial part of life for you to reward yourself. Be okay with rewarding yourself. Don't be guilty. when it comes to rewarding yourself. Another point or another reason why it's important to reward yourself is that it sustains long-term motivation. Long-term goals can be challenging to sustain without periodic rewards. That is why some people, between January and now, some people are already feeling defeated. Some people are already feeling somehow, they feel like, are you sure I'm doing the right thing? But when you have periodic rewards, it helps you to sustain those long-term goals. By incorporating smaller milestones along the way and rewarding yourself upon reaching them, you create a sense of progress and momentum. Are you getting, I don't know if that makes sense. When you set milestones along the way, and then upon reaching those milestones, you reward yourself, there is this sense of progress that you have in your head. That is why most of us feel stuck, because we don't think that we are achieving anything. We don't think that we are achieving much. We feel like we are just running around. But when you set milestones, like I said before, if you tell yourself that, okay, look, I want to be reading one book every month, 10 pages a day. By the time I break it down like that, and I'm able to reach that goal, I tell myself, yes, I have achieved this one. Be okay with rewarding yourself. I said it before. Be okay with rewarding yourself. These mini celebrations keep you motivated throughout the journey, helping you overcome obstacles and maintain focus on the bigger picture. The next point, or actually the last point I have on that is that it fosters personal growth. Remember, we're still talking about why we should reward ourselves. It fosters personal growth. Now, when we're talking about personal growth, you need to understand that self-rewards can be an integral part of personal growth and self-improvement. When you challenge yourself and achieve milestones, you pick up new skills, acquire knowledge, and expand your comfort zone. By rewarding these achievements, you reinforce the idea that personal growth is valuable and worth pursuing. These positive reinforcements, they encourage a growth mindset in you, allowing you to embrace new challenges. Now, when this happens, it opens your mind to your capacity increases. That's why we keep talking about shifting comfort zones. So if your comfort zone was between A to B, by the time you've been able to achieve that, you find out that your comfort zone has expanded. Personal growth. So you see, again, like I said, this positive reinforcement encourages a growth mindset in you. It encourages that like in your mind, you are always thinking growth. Like, it gets to a point where you believe that there is always room for more. There's a place called better. For every new level you attain, you will always tell yourself that there's a better place than this. So, again, the positive reinforcement encourages a growth mindset, allowing you to embrace new challenges, learn from failures, and continue to evolve. I'm going to close with this. It's a really short episode, by the way. By recognizing and celebrating your accomplishments along the way, you create a positive feedback loop that propels you forward. So don't forget to treat yourself, indulge in self-appreciation, and embrace transformative benefits of self-rewarding. Take a moment to acknowledge your efforts and let the power of self-reward be your driving force towards success and fulfillment. Oh, and by the way, if you're worried about becoming dependent on the rewards, don't be. I know some of you might be wondering, you know, the human mind can be this. No, don't be worried about being dependent on rewards to deliver. Over time, your motivation will become intrinsic, and your brain will associate your hard work with a surge of dopamine. From there, the results from those tasks will become rewards in themselves. So I give you this example. You want to lose weight. And so you say, okay, I'm weighing 250 pounds. I want to drop it down to, I want to drop it down to 180. Now, you now say, for every 5 pounds I lose, I don't really know what these things, what these figures I'm calling, what it translates to, but yeah. So, but you can now say, for every 5 pounds I lose, I will go shopping. Some of you might say, oh yes, definitely you should. But when you see it as a reward and you are committed to it, over time, the motivation for working out will no longer be the clothes you will get, but your motivation for working out will be the results you get from working out. And please, I want to also understand something. The essence of this episode is to encourage self-reward and celebrating yourself. Celebrating yourself. It's actually okay for you to look within. Celebrate yourself. Get used to celebrating yourself. Now, before I get out of your ears, I'd like to address those who feel stuck. I feel this is very important while we're addressing this episode. I want to quickly address those who feel stuck, those who feel like they are underachievers. I mean, it's the first quarter of the year. The first quarter is already gone. And I know you're seeing your peers. It's like they are flying. Hey, God. It's like they are gliding. And it's like you are crawling. In fact, if you were crawling, it would have meant progress. But right now, it's as if you're not even moving at all. I want to encourage you. I want to say these things, and I want you to list. I want you to note them. Number one, don't be hard on yourself. First, let's start from there. Don't be hard on yourself. After you are done not being hard on yourself, please and please and please get up. Get your behind up. Lift. Get yourself up. Make those moves that you need to make. Get up and make your move. Sometimes the reason you've not made any major move is probably because you feel that, oh, you don't have what it takes to achieve those things you've written down. That is why we have said your goals have got to be SMART. Look at those things you've written again. I'm not saying discard it. Look at it again. Now cut it down. Cut it down to goals that you can achieve in days, in weeks, on weekly basis, on monthly basis. Let me use the one that is most basic, reading of books. Some of you have said, let's take for instance now, you say you want to read 20 books in 2024. Or let's say 24 books in 2024. And yet, you know that you are like me, that you're not very good with reading books. But what you can do is to cut it down and say, you know what? I'm going to commit to reading one book every month. That one book, you commit to reading 10 pages every day. If you're reading 10 pages every day, you should be able to finish a 300-paged book in a month. If you commit to doing this, 10 pages every day is something you can do at the end of the day. You just use that to wind down. Carry the book. Just by your bedside there, carry the book, read, and before you go to bed. What I'm trying to say is cut down those big goals to achievable, cut them down to achievable bits so that they don't wear you down. But get to work. I want you to remember this. There is nothing you do. There is nothing you can achieve by wishing. The only way you can achieve something is by getting up and making your move for that thing. But there is absolutely nothing you can achieve just by wishing. You can't say, I wish I could just be trimmer. I wish I could be more fit. I don't feel healthy. There is no excuse for mediocrity. You can't wish that you could be richer. You can't wish you could be somewhere. No. The only way to get anything done is by doing it. You need to understand that we are products of habits, but those habits can only be formed when you do something repeatedly, continuously. And so I want to encourage you, you who is feeling like you have not done anything, Stop being hard on yourself. Stop beating yourself. The best time to have done anything was yesterday, was last month, was in January, was 2 years ago. But the better time to do it is now. Anyways, that's the much I can give. That's the much I have for you today. I believe that this episode has been a blessing to you. And so I would really love to hear from you. I would really love to know what your thoughts are on this episode or any other episode that you have that you might have listened to in the past. So you can reach out to me on our social media platform. It's LifePod with C on Facebook and on Instagram. LifePod with C. Till you'll be hearing from me again, have an amazing week. Peace. I am sure you enjoyed that episode, didn't you? Now go ahead and share this link with your friends and loved ones. Also, why not join me on Instagram and Facebook at LifePod with C and on Twitter at OkoyeCE. That is LifePod with C on Facebook and Instagram and on Twitter at OkoyeCE. I'd like to hear your thoughts on this as well. Have a fabulous week ahead.